From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama is in Cuba. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years.
For the first time ever, Air Force One has landed in Cuba, and this is our very first stop. So this is a historic visit, and it's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people.
On Monday, the president holds talks with Cuban President Raul Castro, then meets with Cuban entrepreneurs to discuss business ties between the U.S. and Cuba. A state dinner at the Revolutionary Palace is scheduled for Monday evening. Turkish authorities are blaming the Islamic State group for Saturday's suicide bomb attack in Istanbul. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Interior Minister Efkan Ala says authorities used DNA samples to identify the suicide bomber who carried out the attack.
Bu menfur intihar saldırısını...
The identity of the terrorist who carried out this wretched suicide attack has been determined. This person, this terrorist, is Mehmet Öztürk, born in 1992 and registered from Gaziantep province. Current findings show the terrorist has links to the Daesh terror group. An Istanbul prosecutor said five people have been detained in connection with the attack and other suspects are being sought. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Riot police in the Republic of Congo fired tear gas at opposition supporters after polls for the country's presidential election closed Sunday. Dozens of heavily armed police chased away people gathered outside polling stations in the capital, Brazzaville, as the vote count began. Longtime leader Denis Sassou Nguesso is expected to extend his three-decade rule over the country. This is VOA News. Voters in Niger voted for a president Sunday. Incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is in line to win the runoff after his opponent was flown out of the country from jail for medical reasons. The opposition has called for a boycott of that election. The lawyer defending Europe's most wanted terrorist suspect, Salah Abdeslam, says he will sue French prosecutors for releasing confidential information regarding the information. Sven Mary said Saturday his client is cooperating with Belgian police, but will fight extradition to France. Pope Francis began the Roman Catholic Holy Week leading up to Easter by celebrating Palm Sunday Mass with people gathered in St. Peter's Square. The Pope lamented what he called the indifference of people who he said do not want to take on the responsibility of deciding the destiny of refugees coming to Europe. Hundreds of mostly Syrian refugees made landfall in Greece on Sunday, arriving in flimsy boats. Witnesses say nearly 900 of them, including Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, arrived on four Aegean islands overnight. The arrivals come despite an international agreement to send migrants back to Turkey. All migrants, including Syrians, arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after March 20th, will be returned once they are registered and their asylum claims have been processed. Investigators have recovered the flight recorders from the Fly Dubai airliner that crashed Saturday in southern Russia, killing all 62 people aboard. Russian aviation officials say the plane's two flight data recorders were badly damaged and warned that it could take months to recover information leading to the cause of the crash. Airline CEO Gaith Al-Gaith warns against speculation as to what caused the incident.
We are aware that in the course of the last 24 hours, there has been a great deal of speculation as to the cause of this tragedy. We share the desire to get answer as quickly as possible, but at this stage, we must not be drawn into speculations.
There were strong, gusty winds at the time of the accident that may have played a role. U.S. Republican presidential candidates are heading into two more contentious state nominating contests on Tuesday. Frontrunner Donald Trump and his nearest challenger, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, are expected to split the contest. A large number of votes have already been cast in Arizona, and that likely gives Trump an edge there. Meanwhile, surveys show Cruz is likely to win party caucuses in Utah. A third candidate, Ohio Governor John Kasich, is not expected to be a factor in either state. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.